you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible sees a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Monday, everybody. Welcome to the crab nest or the crab den or the crab lair. Probably.
The crab pot.
Crab pot.
Welcome to the crab pot.
Which makes sense in so many ways. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's about 2:02-3-ish on the Pacific coast, 5:03-ish on the eastern type coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us as a rerun. We thank you for granting us passage into your ear holes, and thanks for hanging out with us for a bit. We're going to be here, like I said, for 2 hours live. Then we're back at 5 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as a rerun for those who missed something earlier or those who are driving. Share it with your friends. Spread the fucking crabs. My name's Patrick Vile.
That should be what we should put on every T-shirt. Spread the fucking crabs.
Spread the fucking crabs.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and by the way, in Reykjavik, Iceland, it is 10:02 p.m. if you're listening out there.
10:02 to yes. Our Icelandic, to Bjork.
In Buenos Aires, it is 7:03 p.m.
Hola, Buenos Aires.
I'm looking at the worldtimebuddy.com. Isn't that nice?
World Time Buddy.
Right.
Somebody had to think of that. World Time Buddy.
Yeah, I can put up to 4 different locations with the current time.
I see. That's cool.
On the non-premium version, however, if you would like the premium version, you got... If you'd like more than 4...
You pay.
You have to pay.
I see. That's how it's like hookers.
How's that like hookers?
I don't know.
I don't know if people are hearing this.
I don't know if they are or not. Music.
Oh, that's from my world time zone, buddy.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry about that.
I don't think they were hearing that. I've got an app like that. You know, I've got 4 different on my phone.
Oh, really?
4 different time zones.
Oh, that's cool.
For the rare time that I traveled.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be cool to put, you know, London.
Kind of only like just that. Need one time zone now.
Now
isn't that great?
Now I just need one.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. The dog is just stalking around.
Ignore
here.
Her. She's a lunatic.
Give us a tweet if you like during the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Swat.
At Crab Diving. You can also phone us if you like. We have one of those newfangled telephone type machines hooked up. And you can speak with us. Send your voice over the airwaves, and we'll put you out here. It is 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Hola.
and also, we're on Skype, which is just crab diving.
Yeah.
If you'd like to, you know, I don't know, fucking listen to us that
way. Right. I'm excited. I just registered for a stand-up comedy softball league.
Stand-up comedy softball league. How frequently do they softball weekends?
I couldn't understand the sign-up directions. I just said yes. It sounds like fucking fun, right?
See,
hit the ball around.
Always wise.
No one gives a shit.
You don't know when they're going to play?
I don't know. I was on a stand-up comedy touch
they play
football
Sunday
league.
Sunday afternoons at 5.
Oh, then I'm fucked. That's my show. I was on a
bomb shelter,
football,
Lexington downtown.
I was on a touch football league for stand-up comedy, and my receiver rating was through the fucking roof.
I'm sure it was.
I connected for 5 touchdowns. Of course, I was playing a bunch of fat asses that smoke. They all smoke.
You always want to have the opponents with severe nicotine addiction.
Right. It wasn't exactly SEAL Team 6 on the sidelines.
Right.
And more like SEALs.
Walrus Team 6.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what's been going on in the world today. I really don't. I've been working on other shit all day, to be honest with you. I didn't check to see what the news is, but maybe our good friend Sarah Palin will lead us into the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, it's the Crab Diving News.
Yeah. What the fuck do you think you're listening to, stupid? No, really. It's the Crab Diving News. We all know this.
I did see this earlier. The headline on the commie pinko liberal.
It beat.
Huffington the Post. Where, you know, Arianna Huffington shares her news with you.
Why does she talk so fucking weird?
She's from Greece.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
She had a stroke, right?
What's wrong with her?
The HuffPo, the headline says, military Twitter hacked by ISIS.
Oh, shit. Wait. The Navy has a Twitter?
Well, yeah. The Twitter account for U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM.
Right.
As they say it in the military.
What the fuck are they tweeting about in the first place?
Was hacked on Monday by individuals claiming to be part of the Islamic State.
Ooh, fancy.
Quote, a message posted by the account says, ISIS is already here. We are in your PCs in each military base. With Allah's permission, we are in CENTCOM now.
Oh, shit. Hashtag fatwa!
Information tweeted out from the Twitter account by the hackers included contact information for high-ranking military officials.
Like where they live?
I guess. Yeah. Maybe some compromising selfies of four stars.
Well, no, that's bad. I mean, you don't want your general, you don't want to know their address. Then the terrorists could come attack them at home, maybe.
And
I don't know.
American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back. ISIS. Cyber caliphate.
This is bullshit. This is a storyline from a Tom Clancy movie. I believe it's Patriot Games. The IRA comes and gets Jack Ryan at home because they find out where he lives. This is bullshit.
The Irish?
We've seen this before.
Yeah.
The ISIS is stealing from a movie, from a Tom Clancy novel, no less. Jesus.
Of course, it is just a Twitter account. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Ooh, I don't know about merciful.
The cyber caliphate.
Is this the king of all cyberness in Al-Qaedaville, USA?
Under the auspices of ISIS continues its cyber jihad. While the U.S. and its satellites kill our brothers in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, we broke into your networks and personal devices and now know everything about you.
We have hacked into the Air Force Instagram.
This is like written by Hollywood. You'll see no mercy, infidels. No comma.
Uh-oh.
I have an issue with their grammar.
Punctuation, but it is Twitter.
ISIS,
correct?
Well, this is a picture. They paste binned it. So they tweeted it. They typed out their message and they took a GIF of it or a JPEG of it and posted it on Pastebin. Iraq and Afghanistan. They say we're in each military base.
What do you mean?
We won't stop. We know everything about you, your wives and children, U.S. soldiers. We're watching you. Here's a part of confidential data from your mobile devices.
Oh, great.
And then there's a link to the Pastebin where allegedly they had, a list of some of the high commands.
A link to the what? What is that called?
It's a site where you just can anonymously put shit up.
Okay.
Documents and stuff. Pastebin.
Pastebin.com. Never heard of it.
.com.
Noted.
Pastebin.com.
Great.
So that's the headline over on the HuffPo is that ISIS has hacked CENTCOM's Twitter.
Does our country not have Norton? Does our military not have fucking Norton security on their goddamn computers?
Well, who knows how many people, the more people that have access to it, obviously the more insecure it be. So right. I don't know who has access to be able to tweet the fucking CENTCOM.
Who would think it would matter if someone hacked into CENTCOM? I guess they can...
Their Twitter. I mean, what is CENTCOM using Twitter for? Hopefully nothing. And how did they get...
Why hack into it?
I think they must have hacked into other shit. Obviously, if they got that personal information, because why would all those personal files be out on Twitter?
On Twitter, yeah.
So...
A lot of problems.
Who knows? They could have stolen a fucking laptop or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, that's
knows?
True.
You never know. If we head over to the Drudge Report... screaming everybody.
The Mexicans are coming.
Same headline though. ISIS hacks Pentagon social media account. That's a good one for them too. That's a good one for them.
Because it
friends.
Makes Obama look weak on internet security.
Oh yeah, our lovely warm friends on the right who all love our Muslim brothers and sisters.
That gay Kenyan didn't renew his McAfee subscription.
especially the Muslims that you know that don't support ISIS.
Barack Hussein Obama apparently, is a Muslim.
Apparently they're not doing enough.
Oh, yeah. True.
According to Rupert Murdoch.
Yes.
That motherfucker. That old Skeksis. That evil twat-bellied nit.
Yes, twat-belly. If you have nothing to say, nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all. That's what he should adhere to, right?
Oh, what about me talking about Rupert Murdoch, though? Yeah. Then I shouldn't say anything.
No, we should all generally just sit on this planet with our mouths shut.
Right. The world would be a better place.
Oh, yeah. If we couldn't talk, agreed.
So that's what's going on there. The South Dakota, by the way, has just joined, breaking news here, has just joined... the list of many states that will be allowing the gay.
I want a gay wedding cake.
To get the marriage.
Now, do they have to make gay wedding cakes there in South Dakota?
Well, yeah, they're going to have to if they're allowed to get the gay married.
This is a good business opportunity. I don't know why some people push back on this. Make a gay wedding cake. Stretch your wings. Spread your wings.
I wonder how many cakes they turned down for people who are getting married for a second time.
Oh, yes. Remarriage cakes. Well, first of all, if there's someone that is they're getting remarried and they're doing the whole wedding bullshit over again, well, then they should be put in the loony bin.
You think so?
I don't know about their cake. They should be rounded up and put in the camp.
But what if only one person is getting remarried and the other one's getting married the first time?
Then don't.
Somebody's got to. The guy won't care.
Right.
So if the guy's getting remarried,
the guy doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to do this again. He doesn't want to invite his friends.
But
to
also,
see him.
If a guy hasn't been married and the girl is entering her second marriage,
right?
He doesn't care.
No one cares.
Right.
That's the best situation.
Right. I don't think guys care about weddings.
They don't give two fucking shits.
Straight guys don't care.
I don't.
I could be. You know, maybe
gay guys don't care. I don't know.
There are some. I know some gay guys who are like a wedding. I think everyone should have a right to get gay married, and they say, but I'm never getting married. That's for sure.
See, to me, I bet secretly there. I mean, you know, that's a horrible thing, but whatever. So there's got to be some gay people out there like, oh God, it's so fucking awesome that we're not allowed to get married. That way, you know, whenever we talk about it, I can say, ah, shit, this fucking country. Yeah. But now,
how many couples in some of these states are like, fuck?
There's somebody in South Dakota that's like, holy shit, I never thought this would be a fucking issue.
That's why I moved
never.
To South Dakota.
Now all of a sudden, I got to have a conversation about this shit.
You know we can get married now.
No.
That's great.
There's got to be gay people like voting for people like Mitt Romney just for that fucking reason.
Right, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So congratulations.
Good job.
South Dakota.
Good job, South Dakota. Way to give people their basic human fucking rights. I mean, good job. Do we say good job or are we like, hey, thanks for finally getting here?
I guess when a toddler, you know, stops drawing its own shit on the wall, then I guess you
I think
good job.
Well, it's not a toddler. I think we have
it
to stop.
Is a toddler.
We have to stop congratulating states for doing what's basically right and humane. Okay, I think just fuck off. Good job. You welcome to the party. You're quite late.
Right. And in a generation, in two generations, like everybody says, it'll be as ridiculous to think about it as interracial marriage being illegal.
What?
Wait, you mean black people can marry white people?
Oh, shit. I ain't making them wedding cakes neither.
Not in my neighborhood.
Fuck you.
The Obama.
Fuck him.
It says is. see, now he's proposing new data laws.
Oh,
now that you're talking about that,
new data laws.
I don't know. That's the headline. That looks like it's.
Hey, dude, they're still with the surveillance shit. Did you see that they're putting up these big old white airships that they're going to fly over the our nation's capital? They're forming a missile shield, an anti-missile shield. Isn't that nuts? Have you heard about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Is this like a Mark Zuckerberg wants to float Zeppelins?
No, really?
Zeppeli?
Zeppelins?
Zeppelonis?
Oh, the Facebook czar, Mark Zuckerberg?
Right, but he wants to give everybody Wi-Fi.
No, really?
Access to the internet everywhere and anywhere.
Oh, that's insane.
But I hadn't heard about these weird missile shields.
Yeah, I just found the story.
Is that what they have hovering over Tel Aviv? Is this what this Iron Dome is?
I don't know. It's similar to that.
Like one of Madonna's old bras?
Right. The Iron Dome.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Next week, residents in the Baltimore area will wake up to a major surprise. Two massive Army airships that will be visible from Interstate 95 for the next 3 years.
Creepy.
Do you see the picture? It looks like a big old sperm. Isn't that crazy?
Creepy.
Well, it's surveillance. And they said it's just for our defense. They aren't going to spy on us or anything. They promised. They said, no, not this time.
Wait, where is it hovering over?
America! Creating a missile shield.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure it's just for our protection.
The two blimps will function in concert. One of them will provide constant 360-degree scanning, covering a circular area from North Carolina to Central Ohio to upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
The other will focus on more specific targets, like your Snapchat account or your Twitter.
Yes.
Or what's in my cloud.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. Sounds pretty fucked up, though. I mean, I don't know. I would rather not be hit by a missile. But who's shooting
missiles at us?
North Korea.
Right. They can't reach this far.
No, they can't even. You can't even find a potato in that fucking country.
Didn't they throw one in the Oh, God. Global warming is a lie hatched up by lying Al Gore and his buddies.
Did you see my reply on that?
I think global warming is a lie.
Did you see how he spelled global?
Yeah.
G-L-O-B-L-E. Global warming is a lie. That doesn't exist. I don't know what a global is. Do you see Al Gore's one word, too?
Yeah, I did see that. That's in response to one. Go to Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the fun there. We're at the point now where we've got some right-wing nut job trolls who love to leave responses.
It's so great. I love those guys.
They get pounced on now, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
This story drove me up the fucking wall and shows that we are just being slammed down face first onto the pinball machine.
Right.
And we're just going to take it for the next 2 years.
Bend over, stupid.
This was a story that was in motherjones.com.
Iffy.
And there's a photograph of James Inhofe.
Oh, God.
From Oklahoma.
No, he's a scientist that's going to head up the science committee.
Evil dickwad.
He walks around with one of those white lab coats on all day, I hear.
He does. He does, with his tongue firmly circling the prostates of the Koch brothers.
Right. No evolution for you.
So, we've discovered that 72%... of senators.
Yes. No, oh, shit.
Republican senators.
Right. Are on Grindr.
Let's quantify this. Yeah, that's probably not all that accurate. 72% of Republican senators deny climate change.
And global warming?
Is being affected by men.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Then who's affecting it? Who? If it's not men, by what? By cats? By dogs?
The Senator Bernie Sanders...
He's a good guy.
Fucking awesome.
Right.
Offered up an amendment to that bullshit Keystone XL oil pipeline, because you know that's their first thing that they had to rush through.
I thought Obama was saying no on
that.
He's going to.
They don't care.
This is why we have to. That's why the Dems have to fucking win the presidency. Correct.
He offered up an amendment to that shitty Keystone pipeline bill. He proposed that the it would have declared it is the sense of Congress that climate change is real, that it is caused by humans, that it has already caused significant problems, and that the United States needs to shift its economy away from fossil fuels.
That makes sense to me. That's a great idea.
Well,
who's against that?
Well, who did we just talk about a second ago? Senator James fucking Inhofe.
What good is he?
Well, if you're an oil executive and want a good deep throating,
yeah,
James Inhofe apparently is your man because he's got his lips firmly wrapped around the Schwantzes of big oil.
I'll be at the glory hole.
He wrote a fucking book about called The Greatest Hoax. How the global warming conspiracy threatens your future.
Oh, no.
The fake global warming conspiracy threatens your future by taking money away from your corporate overlords.
4 years from now, our kids will be buying jars of air.
Right.
Well, not my kids.
That's my mind.
Right.
His amendment went, of course, nowhere. But the chair of the committee, this is the Senate Energy and National Resources Committee.
Hear ye.
Sit thee down.
Right.
Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska.
Lovely.
Took the opportunity to take her swat of retardedness. I do believe that our climate is changing. I don't agree that all the changes are necessarily due solely to human activity.
Now, let me get back to clubbing this seal.
She, by the way, in the past has advanced the theory that it's warming up because there was a volcano in Iceland.
Well, hey, no. Volcanoes are warm, correct?
I guess so.
Then how... You know,
right.
And things around the volcano naturally get warmer.
But what about all those ice cubes floating in the Arctic?
What about it?
Cool everything.
What
down.
About it, asshole?
Are you there?
You always bring that up. That's not fair.
Climate Progress revealed on Thursday that more than half of the Republican members of the new Congress deny or question what is overwhelming scientific consensus.
Fuck you, stupid.
That humans are causing climate change. 39 GOP senators reject the science on climate change.
We also pray to sky gods.
72% of the caucus.
That's a majority. A super majority.
Well, of the Republicans.
Oh, of the Republicans.
Yeah,
sure.
It's just terrifying. It really is just terrifying. And
we're led by idiots.
And that the only reason is because of big energy. It's the big energy spin on it. If it weren't for big oil and big coal saying, well, there's nothing wrong with burning us and putting our smoke into the air because, you know, we're making billions. So it's okay. Don't worry about that haze. It's good for the eyes. You can't see the ugly people 10 feet in front of you then.
My water tastes like syrup. Shut up and have a glass.
Exactly. So hopefully we can, hopefully the president will just stand up to this wave of lunacy that's going to be hitting him from Congress. These horrific bills that loathsome turtle.
Yes.
In the Senate, the new Senate Majority Leader.
Mitch the Bitch McConnell.
Yeah. has already said, well, besides, you saw the other day he took credit for the economy getting better, right? I mean...
Yeah.
He was pounced on by everyone, even people on his own side.
He did a victory lap.
Come on. Yeah. Well, it's because they knew the Congress was coming in, so the economy's getting better. The Republicans are coming into Congress, so it's getting better.
That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Yeah, the last 6 years
they were hopeful.
Better.
They knew that in 2012 we would take over, so the economy's been getting better for 6 years, despite the black man and the. I mean, despite the.
I mean, I don't even know how I can. I see like how somebody like Mitt Romney gets into politics and is successful. He's white. He's, I guess you could say, relatively good looking. He's got a full head of hair. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Mitch McConnell is ugly in like zero personality.
I think local.
Zero.
Like local elections. Do you know what the mayor looks like?
No.
Do you know? Well, you know what the governor looks like, kind of. You know Jerry Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He comes over every once in a while.
But really, until they get to that level, really, no, you don't. You kind of only know them.
That's true, man.
As a name on a poster, or as you know, you might see him on TV occasionally.
Listen,
or whatever. But
I remember when I grew up in Georgia, it was Newt's district, and there I knew
quite fetching.
I knew his well. I didn't know what he looked like, but I knew his name because there were like campaign signs in everybody's fucking front yard.
Right.
People loved him. They're like, Newt Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, and you finally see him, you're like, oh yeah, he's pretty fucking ugly,
like Louis Gohmert.
Oh my God!
Obviously, ain't a beauty contest down there in Texas.
Now this is fun if we're going to get into that kind of shit. Now I think Louis Gohmert is better looking than Mitch the Bitch. Don't you agree? But not
who? Louis Gohmert is better looking than Mitch McConnell.
I mean, I would say that. I mean, Mitch McConnell kind of has a like a fucked up looking turtle face.
Yeah, a turtle that was drawn by Dolly.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like it's fucking melting.
Right.
So that was a disturbing story that we'll put that up, somewhere probably on the blog or something that it's already on our Facebook. 72% of Republicans in our Senate right now. We'll look outside and
don't believe in science.
Absolutely not believe in science.
I ain't convinced. What it
and it's all it's so disgusting because it's just all it ain't God. It you can't tell me that one of those dickwads actually believes that the reason there's no global warming is cuz God.
Burn in hell, atheist.
Yeah, that's what Inhofe will wave out. And some other ones that are like, well, how in Congress, who was that one guy who was like, how dare we have the arrogance as man to think we can affect the climate when it's the Lord pulling the strings.
Jesus died for our sins, because that makes sense.
And I don't believe for a second that they actually buy that bullshit. That's the...
Oh, fuck no,
that's
dude.
That's the manna they're sending down to the idiots.
They sound like naive little Pollyannas talking about God and shit. Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just divine inspiration. No, stupid. Maybe it's like you guys are shifting around wheelbarrows of cash to one another, to all your lobbyists.
Meanwhile, BP is like, vote this way, and we'll give you this much money for your reelection, and then when you quit, we've got a cushy consulting job for you.
Oh, yeah, and there's this one little issue you could help me with. We accidentally dumped a shitload of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. If you could...
You go just vote so that we're not liable and have the taxpayers bail us out for that. We'd appreciate that. Thanks.
Oh,
bye.
Here's a box of cigars.
And that's how it works?
Right.
That's how it fucking works.
It's welcome to the straight old saggy white club, guys.
Isn't there Monsanto law where you can't sue Monsanto for... If anybody turns into a zombie because of their fucked up crops,
you can't
GMO
sue them.
Crops or something.
And you can't.
I think there's actually, like, they passed that. They passed, if we kill somebody, you can't sue us law.
Right. And you can't steal my seeds, you fucking asshole. They're my seeds.
Well, and then you've heard what they do. They go after, you know how corn works. Corn, like, has fuzzy shit on the top. and they're, the pollen from some of their plants, any of their other types of plants that have that kind of pollen thing going on,
right?
It blows, and it blows away, and you can go for miles and land on some other farm's non-GMO,
right?
It taints them, and then these fuckwads of Monsanto,
they crucify
are
them.
Grabbing somebody's cucumber. They test it, and if you ever had your cucumber grabbed tested,
it's quite nice.
Sometimes it's cool. But they'll DNA test it and they'll say, hey, you've got you're using our seeds. We're suing the fuck out of you.
Now, I didn't know I had your seed.
How dare you not put up a giant wall to prevent pollination. It's
seed
just
spillage
evil as fuck.
Yeah.
And I don't know how any of these dickwad pure capitalists out there can even wrap their brain around that being a good system, because look what happens. It's the antithesis of competition.
But do you think they even know
capitalism?
Some of the money that flows into this bullshit, do you think those people even know? Don't you think they're just working with some sort of financial advisor who just funnels their money into here and there? And I don't know, maybe they don't know from corn.
What are we talking about? People that invest in Monsanto?
Yeah, maybe they don't know.
Right, except the majority shareholders and the sociopaths that are at the top and on the board. Who makes the top of a giant megalithic multinational company? Who slithers to the top of a company like that without being a total sociopath?
You're right. I do not know.
Just what makes them good at their job is what makes them horrible choices in making decisions about what's good for humanity.
Can you imagine, like, some company, some huge, one of those huge, I don't know, food conglomerates are like, listen, guys, we've chosen a new CEO, and he is really strong in the humanity era.
Oh.
Area.
Right. Now, your dividends will only go down this much.
Fuck you. Eat a dick.
We're going to give our employees a little more and maybe give them benefits.
Oh, shit. No, you're not.
What? Does not compute. But if you look at, I think also on our Facebook page, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
We have a link to...
Ooh.
I think we have a link to... Or it's just a meme about a good CEO, one of the good ones, who, God, we put up a lot of shit. I'm scrolling through. I can't find it now. I know I put that up. There it is. Costco.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's awesome.
Costco's CEO explains how they make record profits.
Okay.
We pay workers $45,000 a year, provide health insurance, and let them unionize, the opposite of what Walmart does.
But they're not making any money.
Record profits.
Oh, shit, I missed that part.
Record
okay.
Profits.
Well, damn. They must be Satanists.
Right. So the rare occasion you'll find somebody who is actually willing to, you know, maybe shave a shekel or two off of profits to not be a cunt.
Obama, you know what Obama needs to do? He needs to do a TED Talk and have this guy, whoever this TED fucking Talk. CEO, is like, listen, guys, every company is running their shit like this. This is how we're doing it. Get used to it. And then you look at this Costco guy and you're like, explain yourself.
Well, there's countries doing that. There's countries in Europe. Some of these scandal countries are starting to pass these laws where the CEO can only make X amount more than the minimum that is paid to the workers.
Than an entry level guy.
Right. So that's not going to be a case where, well, I don't give a shit if the janitor is making 6 cents a day. I'm making $17 million an hour.
Right. But don't those countries have amazing like minimum wage laws and stuff like that?
And free health care.
No.
Oh, but their taxes are high. But they have free health care.
Oh, but they're pussies.
Well, right. And for some reason, their happiness level right now is better than anybody's on the other goddamn planet.
Oh,
stop
bullshit.
Killing themselves.
It's so cold over there. How could they be happy?
Because they've got money and nobody's starving to death.
They've got plenty of coal for their furnace.
And what about those evil Germans with that free
nine
college bullshit?
Yeah.
Like Obama the other day with his proposing free
community college.
Free 13th grade.
That's awesome. I think that's fucking great.
I think it all should be free.
Right. We just want to be smarter so we can have better jobs and put more money into the fucking economy. It pisses me off. So, okay, so now you're going to graduate with a shitload of student loans. Now you're going to go get a job where you can barely afford the student loans and your fucking rent.
Right. And who could not think that free education for everyone all the way up through college is a good idea?
It's a great idea.
How could that be a bad idea? Well, who's going to pay for it?
Right.
Well,
who gives
know.
A fuck? We'll
about,
figure it out.
Let's cross this tank off the list for next year that we don't fucking need.
But what about that plane you were talking about? The one that takes off and lands like a helicopter? Fine. We don't need that. We don't need... I'm going to go on record saying, at Rated R Comedy, and I believe that Vile Experience might believe the same thing, we have enough shit to blow people up with.
Right.
Stop building shit to blow people up with, okay?
More than enough to blow people up with.
Fine. We get a gold star in that.
We've got... Do you want to hear somebody's opinion?
Oh, yes.
About... what had happened? What had happened was, it sounded like the Hollywood Hicks, 7 right. p.m. here on the network. Listen to all of our shows, by the way, 24/7 streaming, crabdiving.com/listen/live.
That's right.
The our good friend from the American Family Association, religious right broadcaster.
Oh, my God.
Uber ninny.
Better than me.
Mr. Brian Fisher.
This guy totally sucks the big donkey dick.
Has an opinion.
No offense to donkeys.
About why there was a horrific attack on that newspaper.
Oh, come on.
In France.
He's going to get to the... It's the gays, right? I'm guessing. Don't tell me, but I think it's the gays.
Well...
Maybe not.
Listen to Brian Fisher.
Suggest something to you, and this is just for your thinking. Now, I know there's liable to be a lot of blowback from this, and I want to mention that right up front.
So you know if he is even saying,
okay, guys,
there's going to be a shitstorm coming for this one. You know it's going to be. He's putting it in the. He's putting the football on the tee. He's getting ready to hit.
That's like when the nurse
50
says,
yarder here
right before she shoots you full of some kind of penicillin through a needle. She's like, "This is going to hurt bad." Right.
And I'm not saying that this is what I believe. I'm not saying that.
Oh shit!
But it's straight.
God, there's that bullshit Jesus. Again.
I'm not. I don't believe this. I'm not saying this, but I'm going to say it, and I believe it.
But it could.
Yeah, fuck off.
It could be what that I- this.
So coy.
But it's striking to me that if you look at the Ten Commandments,
no.
Exodus 20, and, you know, this is a commandment that's never been rescinded, still in force today.
Were there ones that got rescinded?
Yes. They got rid of some commandments. There was a rewrite.
I didn't see that. Yeah. I missed that at some point.
God kind of sent Moses an email and said, listen, I don't know. Between you and me, I think we need to rewrite these.
Maybe I see.
Get Noah on board or some other. I don't know.
Get a PowerPoint presentation.
They're rescinded.
Of course, today, he says, God speaking through Moses, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
Oh, my God.
And that's one of the big ones. That's one of the top 10 that he's talking about.
Yeah. You can't even say the person's name in vain. What does that even fucking mean? Stupid.
Don't say anything bad about God.
In vain.
Right.
Don't say anything bad about an imaginary person. We're all nuts. We're all nuts!
In vain. Now, that's what this magazine, Charlie Hebdo, they made a career out of taking the name of God, the God of the Bible, the Father of the Lord Jesus. They made a career. They made their bones out of taking his name in vain.
Did you hear the pronunciation on Charlie Hebdo?
Yeah.
You think Brian Fisher speaks French?
They made their bones.
Oh, yeah.
Take my bone.
Yeah, he's boned up.
He's lots of bones.
Bones. Mm. So, you know, the newspaper not only skewered Muslims and not only drew cartoons of Muhammad,
right? But who cares about that?
Peace be his name.
Right. Relax.
But they also took shits on Christianity. Ooh. And the Catholic Church and the Jewish religion and Israel. And I mean, it was a brutally satirical, undergroundish kind of a newspaper.
They took shits on everybody.
And their shit, some of their shit is fucking offensive.
It's called satire.
I mean, not to me, because that's impossible to offend me. But I could see, even with my non-offense,
yes.
I could look at something and be like, ooh, that's going to offend some people.
Right. Take a shit on anything but my glass coffee table, please.
And unless you're into the Hot Carl thing.
Yeah.
So he's saying...
Right.
You know where he's going with this,
yes.
Obviously, that because Charlie Hebdo
oui, oui.
Also depicted the Lord Jesus. Did you see some of the cartoons they
have
with Jesus?
No, I didn't. Are they funny?
He's always got holes in his hands, but not bleeding. It's just like holes through his hands, like a straight. Somebody took a cookie cutter, cookie cutter hole, put it through his hands.
It's Jesus really cookie,
a little brutal.
That's funny. How about that? How about
funny?
How about the crucifixion scene that you sent me that we found on? You found it on Facebook somewhere.
It needs to be vetted.
It's so funny though. It's a bunch of little kids acting out the crucifixion of Jesus.
Yeah, like 3 year olds, three or 4 year olds, and allegedly it's from some Christian daycare center. I don't know.
It's funny.
I looked at it. I don't think it's Photoshop, but I want to vet it before I put it up because it looks like it might be.
Oh God,
it might be kind of Photoshop. But they've got one kid on a cross with his head bleeding, and he's. His head lolled over.
And they drew a beard on him with like a Sharpie. And then there's the funniest thing though. There's a little kid in a Roman soldier outfit, and he's got a ring pop. he's staring at the little ring pop on his finger. Meanwhile, his buddy's being crucified.
Yeah,
kids are heartless.
Because they had a concession stand at the crucifixion.
Oh, sure. Of course they did. Oh, man. I bet this was part of vacation fucking Bible school.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet they had face painting. Oh, yes. They had all kinds of arts and crafts. Oh, get crucified.
Deep fried Snickers. So here's a little bit more of Brian Fisher and, you know, why Charlie Hebdo got smited.
Taking his name in vain. Now, listen to what God says next, okay, you're not supposed to take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Well, if you do, whose responsibility is it to deal with that? He said,
It's fucking exhausting.
If you do, whose responsibility is
I don't know.
If you take God's name in vain, isn't it your responsibility? Oh, wait, who's... tell us. Whose responsibility?
Yeah.
To deal with that. He says the Lord will not hold him guiltless who uses his name in vain.
Okay.
The Lord himself will not hold guiltless him who takes his name in vain.
Now, did he say the Lord or Lourdes? Lourdes?
Right, Madonna's daughter.
You know, it's exhausting when these fucking lunatics start telling
the Lord.
You. Yeah, the Lord.
The singer.
Oh, yeah. Lord?
And I'd rather be.
That's Royals. Lord. Oh, I hate that song Royals. So fucking much. Stop it. Listen, these people are nuts when they start explaining their rules. The rules that we all have to live by based on this bullshit.
You hit that one twice.
It's exhausting to listen to.
Oh, yeah. A lot of rules.
Him. Who takes his name in vain. Now, you know, you look at the Old Testament, what happened to Judah, and God used a pagan nation. I mean, he used idolaters. He used the savage armies of Babylon to discipline his own people.
Yeah.
He brought them in as the rod of his wrath to discipline.
Wait a second.
Oh, play the porno music. Now. The rod.
Hold on now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting all worked up.
Yeah, I think this gets to sex music.
Each armies of Babylon to discipline his own people. He brought them in as the rod of his wrath to discipline the nation of Judah. They even got carted off to Babylon as a part of his punishment. So he used this pagan, foreign, evil, malicious, wicked nation to as a rod of correction and as a rod of discipline for the people of Judah.
Wait, so he's saying
his rod of discipline.
Yeah, so ISIS is God's dick.
Right.
Right now. It's God's rod.
Put on this latex suit. Put on the ball gag. Get ready for the rod of discipline.
He's saying that ISIS
is the
Lord.
The Lord.
God is using the evil empire.
ISIS is the Jesus phallus.
Wow. So that means that God must have been pissed off
right
at the Republic in Star Wars.
Is he reading from the Bible or 50 Shades of Grey?
Hey,
fuck this guy. this fucking internet radio network. Horrible. What an asshole. I mean, it's so dumb. So yeah. is he saying these people that died in this attack had it coming?
Because of their blasphemy.
Because of his interpretation of a dumbass book about his fucking sky god. For all we know, he could be reading from stupid Harry Potter.
You're right.
Stupid.
Did you hear... let me see if I've got the original.
Pardon me while I whip out my rod of discipline. I mean, come on. Does he know how dumb that fucking sounds? His rod of discipline.
Well, it sounds just like that one from Pat Robertson we played the other day, right? Where
I'm going to mete out the blessings of justice upon you in the woodshed with a strong male figure.
Right. It's that weird, creepy punishment that they're all so fucking into.
They get so worked up about it. It nearly sounds erotic, you perfs.
Right, here.
I correct him and tell him to ask him to drink too and offend her daughter and her husband. Well, we wrongly went to attend another Christmas that leaves us upset or someone angry. I shared my beliefs many times with them and am ridiculed by this grandson and son-in-law.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline. He needs a strong male figure. I don't know about his daddy, where the daddy is. But
well, the daughter is the child of this couple.
I dig it, but the kid's got a father someplace, and the father may be out of ten, and the mother's not disciplined. He needs discipline. He's going to wind up in a correctional institution. The next thing you know, he's going to be doing hard time in some prison, and then he would wish he wasn't such a smart, you know.
God, I mean, he is just so worked up. Oh, my God, he's going to end up in a prison. Maybe he'll end up in one of your diamond mines, you fucking hypocrite.
This is a poor kid who shows up for Christmas and his shitty grandmother is whipping Jesus out at everybody.
Think about it. You have a relative that writes Pat Robertson. It is
That's all you need to know.
It's a quote-unquote cross to bear to go to their house or if they come over to your house for the holidays. It doesn't make Christmas fun.
Right.
Jesus. And now I got a creepy old man wanting to lead me out to the woodshed. My God.
Pat Robertson, quite the genius.
Take a cold shower, all you right-wing nut jobs, and relax, okay?
So, you got to hear this. This guy is named, he was on Fox.
Okay.
And, quote, news, unquote.
Right.
Which is the only way it ever gets tweeted. I will shave off other words on Twitter to get my 140 characters to make sure I put quotes around news on
news.
Fox. Yeah,
I just say phone news.
Oh, that works too.
Right,
it's a hashtag.
Hashtag
Steve Emerson is this guy.
Oh,
they had on Fox News.
Ooh, does he have a big rod of Jesus Justice?
Host Janine Pirro's weekend show.
Janine Pirro!
And he is the executive director of the Investigative Project on Terrorism.
Oh, shit.
What does that mean?
Just what it says. He's investigating.
The Investigative Project.
Right.
On Terrorism.
Do you think he has the URL on GoDaddy?
I think he probably,
.org.
He probably does. Such a shitbag. So this guy, they were obviously talking about what's been going on out on the planet. Let's see.
I'm not sure. I don't think that,
right.
It's not cut, but let's listen to the little bit of this here on news on
right.
Fox News. Terror.
Developing tonight, new reports that terrorist sleeper cells may have been activated in France. This is where we're learning new details about hundreds of no-go zones across France and other countries.
Okay.
They may have been activated, Pat.
Really low-cut top she's wearing. This is the full clip. I don't know exactly at which point
this guy
says the exact quote that he's being leapt upon for. I'm just going to read it. He said they were talking about these no-go zones. And he said, in Britain, it's not just no-go zones.
Hello.
He said, there are actual cities, actual cities,
right,
mind you.
Okay.
In like Birmingham.
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 Hello. Pip, pip.
That are totally Muslim.
We're like totally Muslim. Okay.
Where non-Muslims just simply don't go in.
No, yeah. None shall pass.
So, according to this idiot, oh, here, I might have an actually, so, somebody might have done the work and Britain cut it.
Not just no-go zones, there are actual cities like Birmingham that are totally Muslim, where non-Muslims just simply don't go in. And parts of London...
That's as loud as it gets, but yeah. He said... like Birmingham, where people don't go in. Parts of London, there are actually... You heard his voice, if you could hear it a little. And parts of London, there are actually Muslim religious police that actually beat and actually wound seriously anyone who doesn't dress accordingly to Muslim, religious Muslim attire. So there's a situation that Western Europe is not dealing with.
Is it actually true what he's saying?
No!
We just don't go there.
A 2011 census showed that about 20% of Birmingham's population is Muslim.
No go zone.
People on Twitter, by the way, still, I think, if you do have the Twitter open?
Yes.
Tweet us during the show, at Crab Diving. Call us, 601-323-601-5427. Is hashtag Fox News Facts still trending?
No, trending on Twitter. Kiss a Ginger Day.
It is. Kiss a Ginger Day. But for most of the day today, the hashtag Fox News Facts has been trending, with people pummeling Fox because of that ridiculous bullshit that guy came out with. Also, Rupert Murdoch.
Hello.
Opened his fucking fat yap, his evil... really, that guy, it's hard for me to think of anyone who's done more really serious damage to this country than Rupert fucking Murdoch.
Yeah, he's a dick. He's probably listening.
He tweeted out something to the effect of, let me see if I have his exact tweet.
Is his dry, bacon-like, fucking fleshy fingers, is he able to type out tweets, or does he have a minion? Oh, please. Please type this tweet out.
I think he probably...
he breathes fire, right?
Yeah, he does.
I am Smote. Or Smog, or whatever the fucking dragon is in Lord of the Rings.
The Smog?
Smog.
Well, that's his name.
It's Smog Rupert Murdoch.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm saying yes.
Right.
The... right now trending on the Twitter is Aziz Ansari too, because of Aziz Ansari responded to the ridiculous tweet of the reason I'm stalling is because I'm on one of these cunting websites.
Oh shit.
Where you have to click through 17 different goddamn slides to get to page 3 where you actually have the goddamn fucking story.
You know what? I found, I just looked on Twitter for, what is it? Fox News Facts, and they just, the poke put out a picture of a quick reminder about on-screen diversity at Fox. And it looks like the cast of The Sound of Music by all women.
You're right.
I mean, it's blonde, white. There's not even a brunette.
Occasionally they toss one in.
Right.
So I found it. Rupert Murdoch tweeted out, "Maybe most Muslims peaceful, but until they recognize and destroy their growing jihadist cancer, they must be held responsible."
Oh, my God.
So all, I don't know, what, billion Muslims on the planet,
right,
are responsible for the jihadists.
You're in trouble for a bunch of shit the IRA did.
Apparently,
by the way,
I am. And Catholics.
Am I in trouble for some German shit?
And you're on the hook for the German shit, the American shit?
That's the worst.
That means we're on the hook for torture.
Well, we're on the hook for all that shit we did to the American Indians, correct?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, comedian and TV star Aziz Ansari.
Yes.
Apparently a Muslim.
Oh.
responded.
A funny Muslim.
In awesome
nonetheless
style. Roops.
Roops.
Roops, can we get a step-by-step guide? How can my 60-year-old parents in North Carolina help destroy terrorist groups? Please advise.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Do they need to ship them to the mountains of ISIS or wherever ISIS is located? Syria?
You're right.
Smoke them out of their holes.
It's amazing that they got to have a boogeyman. They got to have.
They're dumb.
A great evil. And Rupert Murdoch's fucking station is the worst shit slinger of this crap. This is Islamophobia that obviously it's all of Islam that is the problem. It's the religion that's the problem. It's everyone that is a Muslim is a problem.
Right. I heard he takes his coffee with infant blood every morning.
He does.
And that's the secret to his longevity. How old is he? He's up there, right?
He's a ginger, you know.
Oh, is he? I'm not kissing him.
Kiss a ginger day.
No.
Hashtag Rupert's fault, by the way, is trending, at least on my Twitter machine.
Yes.
And hashtag Rupert's fault is in response to the Aziz Ansari. So now everyone, it seems to be alternating as the day's gone on. It's either hashtag Rupert's fault or hashtag Fox News facts. And it's nice that Fox News is getting shat upon for its bullshit and for the people that it gives a platform to. Fucking David Duke was on, although, did you see this? It was on, I should pull that clip.
Was he on Hannity?
He was on
Bill O'Reilly, right?
Bill O'Reilly.
What did he say? Something stupid?
And it was kind of a man bag licking all the way.
Kind of a man bag licking. Well, it's either a man bag licking or a man bag licking.
Well, it changed from licking to too much teeth.
Okay.
Ooh. And then all of a sudden, it's really ridiculous.
Yes.
It's like Bill O'Reilly at one point decided that he needed to be outraged at the racism of this guy.
Hey, he had to use all of his acting skills.
And make sure that this guy, this scumbag, wasn't going to get away with it on his show.
Now, come on!
Let me see. Bill O'Reilly, David...
Duke.
Duke.
Liquid U.
Let me see if I could pull it up here on the internet machines. For your pleasure. Give us a call if you like.
Oh, right.
Ryan's about to give you the phone number.
Oh, yes. 323-601-LIBS. Is that 5427?
Yeah, it is 5427. It's also 323-601-LIBS.
Liar.
Liar.
Oh, yeah. The phones are open, please. Give Crab Diving a call. Right. Listen to all our programming, by the way. 8 a.m. 7 a.m. We start with the Hollywood Hick, a rerun, followed by a live show, The Morning Wood, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific, followed by Crab Diving Rerun, followed by Crab Diving Rerun, followed by Crab Diving Live.
Right.
Then the Cantilinguists, and we get into our evening rock block, which includes the Daily Upper Decker.
The rock block.
Yeah, man.
Let's see if, I don't know, this is an awfully long clip. But
back to follow-up segment tonight, Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana is the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. Now the congressman is involved in a big controversy. 2002, he allegedly spoke to the European American Unity and Rights Organization in a suburb of New Orleans. That group is run by David Duke, who is considered by some to be a white supremacist.
Bill can read a prompter quickly, can't he?
By some? To be a white supremacist, he is generally considered a white supremacist.
That's right. He was the fucking Grand Lizard.
He's considered by some to be a white supremacist. He's a white supremacist.
In a suburb of New Orleans. That group is run by David Duke, who is considered by some to be a white supremacist. We asked Congressman Scalise to appear with us. He has declined.
Yeah.
Today at the White House, the situation came up.
It's ultimately their decision to make. But there is no... there's no arguing that who Republicans decide to elevate into a leadership position.
Oh, that's Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, basically taking the moral high ground.
Yeah.
And saying, well, look who the Republicans are putting in leadership.
Listen, he's better than me. God damn it. If I was Obama, I would have been out on the front lawn with a megaphone. You are all a bunch of fucking racists.
The Congressman Scalise, because he's in the eye of the tiger right now.
Right. Sure.
All right. So you weren't there. You were in Moscow doing.
This is I jumped to the middle. This because, is David Duke. And...
No one's in the eye of the tiger. That doesn't make any sense. They're in the eye of the storm. You can have the eye of the tiger. Oh, can't be fucking in it.
You're right.
Fucking idiot.
Something else. Were you aware that he was going to speak to your group?
I heard about that, but I tell you frankly, I know your next question is, was he there? And I can't be sure he was there.
Right, so you don't know whether he actually showed up, because the New Orleans Picayune newspaper is saying, yeah, he spoke, but it wasn't to your group. It was to another group at the same hotel, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, I know he was scheduled to speak, but I don't know if he spoke. But well, here's the deal. I was out of the clan.
I know he was scheduled to speak. Wait, I was out of the Klan.
I mean, did you see him? You hear him softball that? Some people say that you knew, but he didn't know. Then he goes, blah, 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 fuck it. So go ahead. Explain yourself. Right. Make yourself sound not insane.
I'm skipping farther.
God, it is a man bag licking.
The
you're
mass
right.
Media.
What do you care? You don't care about the
Klan meeting. And look at the hypocrisy. Here's a perfect example. Here's Nelson Mandela. Right. This is a member. This is a picture of Nelson Mandela at a Communist Party meeting. He was a member of the Central Committee.
And I reported that. Exactly.
But let me ask you the question. Does any of the mass media
what
in this
do
country,
you care? You don't care about the mass media. You don't.
No, I sure don't care about them because they're enemies of all people in America, European Americans, African Americans.
Did he just say, and you're not getting a fair shake from them? From the mass media?
This is an organization that not too long ago would run around in the woods with a rope looking to string people up and shit and would burn crosses in people's front fucking yards. He was the grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Why is it being nice to him? Why do you be nice to him? Fuck him.
He was a communist. They never headline former communist Nelson
That's
Mandela.
Because they're sympathetic in the mainstream media for the left.
Exactly.
And
they're unsympathetic to European
Americans. Don't sit here and tell me that you're not trying to promote the cause of white people. Because you are.
Look, I am absolutely... I love my people, my hair.
Well, wait a second.
Now, we know you love your people.
Now, here's Bill. Here's Bill saying, now you're trying to. You are.
Give it still. It's so soft. I mean, it's just he's interviewing a former grand poobah. Mm-hmm. Of the motherfucking Klan.
Motherfucking Klan.
Come on. Fuck.
And tell me and that they, you're not trying to promote the cause of white people. Because you are.
Look, I am absolutely... I love my people, my heritage. I want to preserve my heritage like every people does.
Not like everyone else does.
And then again, what's the answer there?
Right.
You're trying to preserve the white race. That's ridiculous. I gave all that shit up.
I love my heritage.
I'm no longer in the Klan. I'm no longer a white supremacist. What does he do? Well, I love my white heritage.
Yeah. Any white guy that comes up to you say, I love my people, you got to be like, really?
White power.
Absolutely. I love my people, my heritage. I want to preserve my heritage like every people does.
Preserve your heritage? What does that mean?
How about European heritage?
What does that mean?
Look, I'll tell you what. You don't know what European heritage is? You don't know what Mozart is and Bach and Beethoven? You don't know?
They're people. They come from different countries.
Let me tell you.
The problem with this garbage on both sides
That's not
is that we're all in it together and skin color shouldn't matter.
And you know what? You know what the people...
Whoa.
Bill O'Reilly, the bastion.
Oh, wow.
Of multiculturalism.
Him and Megan.
Skin color shouldn't matter.
Do you think he ran that line with Megyn Kelly? Megan's like, you know what, Bill, try that again. Just like, I don't know, I'm still not buying it.
Right.
Is that we're all in it together and skin color shouldn't
right.
matter.
You know what? You know what? The people who run the media, they're inflaming the African Americans against European Americans, and they're inflaming a sector of European Americans and African Americans. But the truth is, the real people who are repressing and hurting all of us are the big bankers, which are robbing us blind,
yes.
like the Goldman Sachs of the world.
Yes.
They're putting us in these wars for Israel.
Yes.
That's who's hurting all of America.
Oh, wait a second.
Be careful.
Putting us in these wars. Yeah, wait a second, the Israel part. Wait.
This is like having that crazy uncle at Thanksgiving, and you're like, oh, yeah, that makes it. Wait a second.
David Duke stumbled on the truth there with the bankers fucking us.
Brief
but do you
truth.
Notice how O'Reilly did as usual. Well,
yeah.
Well, shuffling papers in the background. He's done with it. He's done with the interview now.
They're robbing us blind the Goldman Sachs of the world. Right. They're putting us in these wars for Israel. That's who's hurting all of Americans.
Mr. Duke, that's I gotta go, but we appreciate you coming in. But the one thing that you said, I want to get everybody on board with this, is that Congressman Scalise was
Mr.
scheduled.
Did not go to a white supremacist meeting if he went at all.
All right, I'm not going to say white supremacist, but he was scheduled to speak to your group. And that's all we want is the truth. Playboy has a factor moves along.
So what?
God.
Meanwhile, David Duke is waving, is holding up these pieces of paper. He's waving these pictures of Mandela at a fucking communist meeting.
Mandela is a communist?
Mandela is dead.
Right. Oh, that's a good point. But Mandela is a communist.
I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I'm assuming it's a lunatic theory. And who cares?
Who cares about that guy's fucking opinion about Nelson Mandela? What an asshole. What a just. And by the way, like, listening to what is it about people at Fox? Are they so confused when they're talking to a white supremacist on, like, how to not agree with him? Is it tough? I just feel like,
how,
like,
do I play devil's advocate here? Damn it.
Damn it.
Somebody give me some hints in my earpiece, because I agree with this guy.
Bill O'Reilly just seemed a little befuddled during the interview. He's like, I don't know how to act around you. You're, you know, right. A lot of people that watch our show kind of dig your shit.
Right. This is the BBC.
I guess I'm a, you know, cross between a journalism and what they call terrorism expert. I study and investigate terrorism.
Tell me, if you would, about this particular appearance on Fox News. I take it it's the sort of thing you've done many times.
Obviously, when there are international terrorist events, I usually get called. On other issues, when I publish certain articles or when I come out with documentaries, I'm called.
This is the mea culpa tour for Steve Emerson, the guy who said that Birmingham is now totally Muslim. He said, as far as my statement, the statement about Birmingham, I was relying on information that was totally incorrect. You know, it's that. Mm-hmm. I was relying on information that was incorrect.
Let me help you with that. I was just saying bullshit off the top of my head that I just assumed because I'm a big racist fucking asshole.
Well, this interview goes on to ask him where he got that information, but he won't identify the source.
Right.
I have been in contact with people in the United Kingdom, and there are people, as well as law enforcement, and there are areas where law enforcement doesn't go into in the United Kingdom.
Because it's too Muslim.
Well, you know, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I'm sorry I made an egregious error here, not doing my own homework. It hasn't been pleasant, but I deserve what I got. I want you to know that I'm not making amends. I don't want any pity whatsoever. I deserve any discomfort, whatever, because I made an egregious error. This is very un-Fox-like.
Who's showing him any pity?
That's true.
It's bullshit, though. It's like, I was relying on wrong information. No, you went to Birmingham, and you're like, oh, look at all the brown people. There's just brown people here.
I want to apologize to all the residents of Birmingham because it was a mistake that was inexcusable. And then he goes on to talk about, you know, I've done this for 25 years. I hope my 25 years work speaks for itself. Yes. But guess what? Guess what's not going to happen? That's not going to happen. Right. Everyone's going to remember this guy now.
Because you're a shithead.
Yeah. Even British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Yes. Hello, David.
Someone asked him about it. He said, when I heard this, I choked on my porridge.
He did not say that.
And I thought it must be April Fool's Day.
I did a spit take with me oatmeal.
This guy is a complete idiot.
Was it like this? Was he listening to the news like, oh my God.
What he should do is look at Birmingham and see what a fantastic example it is of bringing people together of different faiths, different backgrounds.
I'm choking. That doesn't sound like a guy that chokes on his porridge.
I'm choking on my porridge.
He has porridge. Really? That's just something kids eat in Dickens novels. Nobody eats porridge.
Well, porridge is like oatmeal.
Would you like some porridge?
I had oatmeal this morning.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I've never heard anybody, oh God, I just had the most luxurious, delicious dish of porridge. Yeah. I'm the leader of England. I had porridge.
I just had porridge. I think we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a little bit
choking on my porridge.
Musical interlude for you. We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. After this, don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, go to Amazon through our portal on our website. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or go to crabdiving.com. Click on the Amazon banner.
Yes.
Go over there, buy shit. We get a little nibble, a little taste, a little cut. No extra cost to you. That's from the courtesy of the Amazon corporate overlords to us.
Yes.
And also, we will be back in a couple of minutes. Give us a call, 323-601-5427. And tweet us, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Engage us. Like, spread the crabs.
Like Bill O'Reilly. Blah, 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 blah.
Right,
blah,
right, blah, right. Blah, blah,
blah. We'll be back. More wing, more right-wing nutjobbery, bullshittery, and, you know, laughs and shit after this little break. Let's throw it to some Ray Sterling.
Ooh, love that.
Trouble Me.
Yeah.
I can't hide from you in my sleep. I might have buried you a bit too deep. Now I carry you around. You're my shadow underground. I know the visions are not real, but I still like the way they hover forever right on and break. It's when I slow down that I start to fall back to the place where I hit it
why these dudes started me. I I'm like Tyson in his prime, don't spar with me. I take your whole heart out cold-heartedly. Tell you rap dudes down with no parts of me. I listen to rap nowadays, it's exhausting me. Even the hardest rappers out sound R&B. That gets no respect. My rounds while hard as an ice pick to the neck. I do this for the checks, though. Moolah, stand and wear the cake. Click, we got cash rules everything around me. Used to have a lot of beef. I turn them all to ground beef.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Crab diving on a Monday. A little bit of Kevin Jordan there rapping at y'all. And before that was a little Ray Sterling with Trouble Me.
Right.
There you go.
You know those big, gigantic sperm blimps I was talking about that are floating above yes. the nation's capital? So far, it's called the J-Lens Project. Now, there's no audio equipment. There's no way for them to listen in on us, but there's shitloads of cameras. The J-Lens Project has cost the government $2.8 billion. Congress has approved another $43.3 million for the first year just to test it.
Just to... As a pilot program.
Right. It's part of a fucking missile shield. The two blimps work together to, I don't know, intercept missiles. That's good.
Well, I guess that's good.
Yeah.
It's just allegedly.
I'm
sure they won't use it for
creepy.
Anything else when there's no missiles around.
But you're all, if you can, they're way up in the air. They're always going to be up there. If you live in the area, you'll be like, oh, there's a fucking, you know, surveillance blimp.
I guess you just got to fucking watch it.
Yeah.
I've got a story. I'm just loading this. I'm hoping a video. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're not hooked up anyway. This is a story in Texas.
Fuck you.
we could do.
Don't mess with Texas.
But then, we can also do this.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, this is not funny.
Right.
Two people were killed.
Oh, shit.
The bodies of Peggy McNair, 72, the owner of Camel Kisses Farm... near Wichita Falls.
Oh, my God.
And Mark Meir, 53, were found. Apparently, they were trampled.
Oh, come on.
By a camel.
They're killed by a fucking camel in Texas. What's a camel doing in Texas?
Mark Meir, 53, got into a pen with three camels after their water trough became frozen over. But a male camel that was in the mating season.
Uh-oh.
There you go. It charged him.
Oh, man.
As he tried to escape it, it turned and attacked Peggy McNair, who was trying to close the gate. Apparently, it got both of them.
Oh, shit. How does a camel attack you?
It was trampled. I guess it stomps you.
Oh, my God.
You. The camel was still acting aggressively towards deputies who arrived at the scene.
Right.
Game wardens killed it with permission of the owner's family.
Oh, my God.
Two people in a Texas camel farm.
I tell you what, man.
Lost their lives.
You got to be careful with animals. I mean, big animals like this. You can't just, you know. I don't know. What are we supposed to learn with this? Be careful around camels, but I'm never around a camel.
Be careful around your camels, I guess. I don't know.
Their poor water was frozen, and this fucking guy was just trying to get them water. Why would one of God's creatures do this? This is one of God's favorite creatures.
It was horny.
A camel is in the fucking Bible, right?
And in every nativity scene.
Oh, that's true. The wise men, they had the camels.
They do. Sometimes they're standing up, sometimes they're sitting down.
Oh, I had the camel up in the hayloft. Did you? Yeah, I always.
Yo, I always did the same thing. It was like an action figure.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was out for a month.
Occasionally, Darth Vader might show up in Bethlehem. You never know.
Right. There was never anything religious involved in that fucking nativity scene that we had.
I even had a Mort from Mork doll with a little egg spaceship that he flew in.
Oh, really? That's
awesome.
Yeah,
Mork would show up, hang out with a baby Jesus every now and then. Nanu, nanu, Christ.
It's a little Scientology mixed in with Christianity.
God, is Scientology best based on Mork from Ork? Do you think that's where L. Ron Hubbard first thought of it?
No, he did that older. Shit in the 50s, right?
Yeah, that's right. His stupid fucking religion started in the 50s.
Right. How dare you? It's just he was the first one to figure it out. Here's another thing, goddammit. How in the world do people wrap their brains around the fact that L. Ron fucking Hubbard was the first one in the history of the universe, of mankind here, to figure out all this Xenu bullshit?
Because, you know what I think? I think he's smart because he's just feeding on dumbasses, right? That happen to be rich. All these fucking it's a difference between waiting tables at a really high-end restaurant and waiting tables at IHOP. All these southern fucking preachers and shit, they wait tables at IHOP.
Right.
They just get a shitload of people giving them 10% of the you know, their shitty wages. This Xenu shit. They're taking lots of money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And Joseph Smith.
Right. He waits tables at, like,
I mean, some guy comes
Golden Corral.
And then he's like, oh, it's okay that she's 9.
Right. I've got some stones in my hat.
Right. They say, fuck away. Make her one of your 14. You know what? I want to have 14 wives, too. Guess what? The stones told me that's cool.
Do you have 14 friends that you can list on a piece of paper? I'm just saying, how would you remember all the names of your wives? 14 wives. It would take a bit.
Right.
It would take a bit. They'd have to alphabetize them. It'd be like April, Bernadette, Christy, Deidre.
Well, yeah, and you know what I mean? That dinner table with all those kids.
A big dinner table.
1,000 kids running around.
You got 14 wives. You're so stupid. Xenu.
I've got a story. This I've had it for a few days, but it's worth,
right.
It's worth going towards. Your home state,
yeah,
of Florida.
Eat a dick, hippie.
The where's my favorite? There it is. The
not necessary.
You know, there's a theme park or two in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. There's a what is it? Busch Gardens. There's a Busch Gardens in Florida.
Is there
a Disney World? Of course, you know.
What do you do at Busch Gardens? Is that like lions and tigers and bears?
Yes.
And
no, lions. It's flowers. It's actually flowers.
Camels to trample people.
No. It's actually, if you're going to work at a place like that, you're not going to get, I mean, unless you, you know, find some kind of poisonous flower, it's pretty safe. I think it's just flowers.
Of course, Disney.
Oh, yes.
In Florida.
Right.
Well, close to Orlando, just 6 miles from Disney World, by the way.
Hey.
There's another theme park.
Oh, God. Is this one of these fucking alligator things?
That you could visit if you like.
Ugh.
Machine Gun America.
Come on. Fuck yeah.
With rides like the AK-47 and the M5.
Ooh, what do? Just shoot the guns? What do you do there?
All available for children as young as 13. The owner of Machine Gun America, Bruce Nirenberg.
Oh, shit, Bruce. I'm nervous.
Says that the theme park says they're built for wars. I don't understand.
Well, it's
what
tough because the first one he built was in Argentina.
Billing itself as Orlando's most thrilling attraction. MGA Orlando.
They're billing. No one else is saying that. He's saying that.
Orlando's most thrilling attraction. They offer dozens of different fully immersive simulations, ranging from scenarios like a zombie attack.
Oh, cool.
To a Wild West shootout.
Fuck yeah, man.
They're allowing children as young as 13 to join. The park, like most gun ranges, also allows people who couldn't pass background checks to rent firearms.
Oh, great. Does it really say that? Were you making a joke?
Did you see anybody check us when we went to the shooting range that day?
No. That's a good point. No one's... I could have been...
They said, what gun do you want? We handed them a credit card. And that was it.
They didn't tell me how to shoot it. They didn't even tell me how to fucking shoot the gun.
Well, I showed you how to shoot
it. Well, I know, but if you hadn't been with me, who knows what I would have done.
So, I don't know... They've got a great website, Machine Gun America, Orlando's most thrilling attraction. apparently just opened in December. Book now. MGA.
Interesting. I'm looking at the models in that shot. And what is the what's the theme? What's the one common the common factor?
A couple of them. Buzz haircuts.
Okay. Good point.
White.
This is a theme park for white people that like to shoot guns.
There's a few white people there.
Do they have a stand your fucking ground ride?
So go to Machine Gun America.
Do they? I mean, what?
.com. Discover ordinary thrills at Orlando's first and only. Is that me?
I don't know.
Oh, they must have music on their website here. Oh, this is me. Sorry, people couldn't hear that.
Oh,
but
okay.
Machine Gun America. Discover extraordinary thrills at Orlando's first and only automatic adrenaline attraction.
It's their first one?
Fire live rounds.
What?
Using fully automatic machine guns.
Oh, yeah.
And legendary firearms for an unparalleled rush of excitement and the ultimate shooting experience. Experiences start at just $99. Right. High-tech simulators. At 30.
You can even rent a brown person to shoot at for the afternoon.
Feel the rush of power.
Ooh.
As you take on the ultimate shooting experience.
Oh, my God.
Machine Gun America.
We got to get rid of these guns in this country. I'm sorry. You know what it is? I know people love their guns, and they don't want to give them up, but it's like when a two-year-old has, I don't know, a knife. You just have to take it from the two-year-old, and they will scream, and they will throw a fucking fit. But we've got a machine gun theme park. It's too much.
Our mission is simple, to provide each of our guests with big thrills and unforgettable action.
Suck a dick.
Wait a second.
Good God, dude.
We've got to do this right.
Oh, yes.
Our mission is simple, to provide each of our guests with big thrills and unforgettable action, as well as a bullet hole-ridden target to take home as a souvenir.
So even if, wait, what if you don't hit the target? Do they give you one that, that's something I would like.
Well,
I would like to.
You'll hit one.
I would like to take home a target that's bullet-ridden.
You'll get the opportunity to shoot real machine guns and other world-class firearms. Or square off in realistic military-grade simulators.
Here we go.
For a totally new experience.
You get to play warrior.
Choose your favorite guns from our wide selection of premier firearms or go for one of our theme shooting experience.
Jesus Christ.
For nonstop excitement. Theme shooting. So you could be the old Wild West and you're out using Colts and shit.
I want to be a Viking.
Your safety is our first priority.
Your safety. Good luck. What kind of waiver must you sign before you enter Machine Gunville, USA?
Our state-of-the-art facility holds the highest standards when it comes to safety measures and keeping you, your group, secure while on the range. Whether you're a first-time shooter or a gun connoisseur, you can shoot confidently knowing our staff is specially trained and highly experienced.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is ran by Yahoo's fucking rednecks.
Career opportunities.
Oh, okay. How much does it cost to get in? Is there a price? It's got to be a price range. We need to find out how much.
It was 99, right? It was
$99. Is that for a whole day?
Our guns peek inside our armory.
Wow.
Take a look. You can shoot. Oh, they have suppressors, too. An HK M23 with a suppressor. Glock 17, Smith & Wesson 22. And that's a little weenie gun. Cimarron. Oh, revolver. That's a nice gun. Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum. Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum, a 38.
Who do I get to shoot?
Oh, my God. They've got an RPD with a belt feed. It's a machine gun. I've used it in Call of Duty.
Dear Barack Obama, please go down here and shut this fucking place down. This is so unsafe. We don't need this. This is dumb.
Experiences. You can do special ops, Gangster Land, The Walking Dead, 007, Western Shootout, Automatic Divas.
Is it the white or black James
Bond?
Let's
see what Automatic Divas is.
Hot chicks shooting guns.
It is. Don't mistake these classic and stylish pieces for anything. These are guns for the ladies.
Okay. Oh, boy. So now they're condescending as well. Ladies.
Oh, you're surprised at
girl guns. God. Well, how fucked up is this? Where is it in Florida? Oh, it's just, it's near Orlando.
Near Orlando.
Oh, God. I mean, you know, how could this not be in Florida is my, you know, I
Kissimmee,
guess.
Kissimmee, Florida.
It's oh, yeah. It's Kissimmee. Yeah. It's Kissimmee, boy.
Kissimmee, Florida.
Meet me at Machine Gunville, USA. I'm going to fill you full of lead. That's where the shuttle goes up, Kissimmee.
Oh, really?
Yep. And this is also where a bunch of idiots go to shoot a bunch of ridiculously sized guns. I mean, nobody needs any of this. This is dumb.
Meet our chief range safety officer, Natasha.
Oh, Natasha.
Natasha Schweitzer is Machine Gun America's Assistant Director of Range Operations and Chief Range Safety Officer.
Natasha Schweitzer!
Schweitzer is responsible for overall safety of every guest of the attraction and development and training of all range safety personnel and sales staff.
My thing is, if safety is your number one priority, then don't have a theme park about shooting fucking guns. It's an odd... it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Born in Puerto Rico.
Hola.
Moved to Oklahoma. She was raised in a U.S. military family. Speaks fluent German. She's a NRA certified range safety officer and has been working. Wait a second.
What?
And has been working in machine gun tourism in Las Vegas.
Is that an industry?
For 4 years. What the fuck is machine gun tourism?
Is that where you just go shoot machine guns?
Yeah.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Where do you do that in Vegas?
Apparently.
It's got to be in the desert somewhere.
She used to work.
Guys, I've been. Listen.
Oh, here we go. The RSO Gun Garage in Vegas is where she used to work.
What's up, white trash?
My goodness.
Imagine, just for a second, try to imagine the white trash factor at that fucking theme park in Kissimmee, Florida.
Oh,
good
absolutely.
Christ. I mean, everything. I mean, listen.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
I ain't got no gay god, boy. I wonder if you pay for guns and bullets on top of that fee to get in. Who cares? It's all stupid. What are the concessions like? Do they like have cotton candy and popcorn?
I don't know.
All the normal shit that you get at any other fucking trailer trash goddamn theme park.
That's about all the info I can find on Machine Gun America.
That's what it's called. Machine Gun America.
MGA. MachineGunAmerica.com.
No, fuck everyone. I mean, we have failed as a citizen. The citizenry has failed us. What would God do? Would Jesus be into this shit?
Oh, sure. He'd be a great shot, wouldn't
Machine
he?
Gun America. How dumb.
They're a great target.
Right.
He could come back.
Do you get a season pass, like at Six Flags?
Probably.
I mean, after a while, what the fuck do you do there?
I don't know. You go do another, a different experience. Like you
want to go,
007,
don't
you? You go do the. Oh, I would go to this.
Oh, come
don't you
on.
Think it'd be fun?
I don't know. I guess so.
It would be fun to go shoot an RPD, man, a big giant fucking gun like that. That would be fun.
What if something happens? I'm serious.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Wait. It's a shitload of idiots. I've never been to a theme park and not thought to myself.
You were at a gun range?
Oh, my God. Look at all these fucking idiots. I'm saying, baby, do you really need to pair a theme park with a gun range?
You have a huge point.
Big fat ass with a snow cone right. In one hand, squeezing off whatever that gun you said with the other hand. Oh, fine.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to get a funnel cake. Then go shoot some lead at some zombies.
Right. I stand corrected.
Right, it's a bunch of, by the way, I'm imagining most of the people that go to Machine Gun America are fucking white.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's probably not a big minority representation.
We
also
reenact the attack on the Benghazi. Right. How it would have been if I'd have been there with my gun.
The Benghazi.
Yeah.
If you go to our Facebook.
Hola.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. It's a wonderful and magical place. We have a story there that got quite a lot of traction and people commented on. It is about, listen to this. This is Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey at the Bible Baptist Church.
Oh, my God.
Pretty, it's very alliterative. Pretty simple name, though. It's just the Bible Baptist Church, man.
Simple. Easy, breezy, beautiful.
They didn't have to think of a name.
Fuck no.
Let's just call it the Bible.
Bible Baptist.
Have a listen to Pastor Eric Damon.
Is he holding a snake while he...
Or Damon? D-A-M-M-A-N-N. I would pronounce it Damon.
Hey.
I am Damon. it's probably Damon, Pastor.
Maybe it's Damon.
Listen to a little bit of this, a little Christianitude for your ear holes, right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare to be Christianitized.
There was a young man in Calgary. His name was Ben. And I was running youth group. I was there for a few years. And he was a nice kid, but he was one of those kids that was always just, he's a real smart aleck. Was a bright kid, which didn't help things, right? Made him more dangerous.
Whoa. There's religion for you right there.
Boy, I love the dumb ones. I love the dumb ones.
Yeah. He's so a bright easier. Kid. He's a bright kid. That made him more dangerous.
Maybe he asked you things like, gee, I have some questions about this Bible.
Right. I'm just waiting for the future story to come out about this guy, which is...
Hey, yeah. Meet me in the rectory.
Exactly. Okay, here we go. A little bit more of this guy.
He was a bright kid, which didn't help things, right? Made him more dangerous. And we were outside one day at youth group, and he was just trying to push my buttons, and he was just, you know, kind of not taking the Lord serious.
Uh-oh.
Not taking the Lord serious.
Outside at youth group.
Don't you take the Lord seriously? Just me.
Yeah, but, you know.
Who cares?
Save your syllables when
right.
The Lord's speaking.
I'm stupid.
By the way, behind this guy is just a big cross. No Jesus hanging from it. No bloody corpse.
Oh, wow.
No.
Where do you get one of those?
No crime victim.
No. Can I get one without the bleeding person hanging on it?
Less torture porn.
Right. I mean, it's going in my living room.
But there is a weird white drape draped over the cross. I don't understand what
that is. That is the Shroud of Turin.
Oh, actually, you know.
Isn't it?
In the Catholic Hoogity Boogity.
Strap in, guys.
From Hoogitus Boogitus 74, verse 17.
Bullshit against 69.
But I think I kind of remember that there was different shit hung from the cross depending on whether Jesus had died and resurrected or not throughout the year. Like,
I mean,
if it was...
You guys are the king of making it complicated.
Tell me that they had 2,000 years to come up with a bunch
so
of bullshit.
Bored.
They had to keep people's attention, man. So here's a little bit more. Pastor Eric Damon. Now,
I already hate this fucking guy, by the way.
This kid, this miscreant.
Yes.
Of a child.
He was asking questions.
Oh, he's one of those smart alecks who...
You hear him? He's pushing my buttons.
He's a smart one. He's pushing my buttons.
And then he tried to explain why or how he was having his buttons pushed and he couldn't. He was like, you know, just, you know, talking to me, asking questions.
But he was not taking the Lord seriously, right?
Serious.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Not taking the Lord serious.
I don't know.
Was this guy saying,
he's,
you know,
not praying hard enough.
And God smited the all of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the kid was like,
that's a Village People song. Yeah.
Sodom and Gomorrah?
Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Something, something.
Is that really a Village People song?
Yeah, I'm not singing it.
That might be 10 gay points
ding, ding, ding.
For a B-side Village People song.
I am totally not taking God serious.
He was just trying to push my buttons, and he was just, you know, kind of not taking the Lord serious.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't say serious. What do you think this guy looks like, by the way?
A white asshole.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. I win.
How you doing over there?
Oh, I found the song, by the way.
I'll play it over here. Or you can play it. Well, okay, here. Let me play the rest of this guy, though. You ready?
Yeah.
My buttons, and he was just, you know, kind of not taking the Lord serious. And I walked over to him, and I went, bam! I punched him in the chest as hard as I crumpled the kid. I just crumpled him. And I leaned over and I said, Ben, when are you going to stop playing games with God? I led that man to the Lord right there. There's times that might be needed. There was a young man.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Punched him full in the chest.
Did he get arrested?
Him out. I hope the authorities are looking into this guy. I believe that's child abuse.
If it was my kid, I would take the kid to the police station and say, look, see how he got hit? Now go arrest this fucking asshole. God, what a nutball.
He's proud of this. He's leading up to this story.
Didn't he
had to punch a kid in the chest and knock him down to knock the Lord into him.
I mean, he said who it was, Ben, whoever the fuck Ben is, and he just admitted to punching Ben in the chest and knocking him over.
He's a rat.
How is he not in jail? Being charged with some kind of fucking crime.
According to the church's official history, it says in Raw Story, Bible Baptist is, quote, a family-focused body of multicultural believers.
Fuck everyone,
founded
please.
By a group of five ladies during the early part of the 1920s.
Oh, great. Punching a kid. He said he crumpled over. That's a fuck away. That's horrible.
Oh, a criminal. Criminal. So that was on, we put that on our Facebook. It was also all over the blogosphere. This guy was shat upon as he deserved.
Yeah, when are you going to stop playing games with God, with this imaginary person that doesn't exist? Bam, right in the chest. what a dickhead.
In the days since that video went viral that I just played for you.
Yes.
He has been trying to do damage control. He spoke with none other than the Daily Mail.
Hello, the Daily Mail.
He says that in a brief statement, quote, I would like to say that I do not endorse child abuse or ever will. My actions were inexcusable.
Okay.
And then,
right,
someone, the videos from that church's Vimeo page.
Yes.
Poof, poof, poof.
Oh, wow, they're gone.
Poof, poof, poof. Some miraculously, some other videos began disappearing. I wonder what other heinous shit he had on there.
I think somebody's playing games with God. I think some lawyer got a hold of this church and was like, hey, you better get this shit out of here.
Somebody
people are going to sue the shit out of you.
Somebody needs a full punch in the chest.
I mean, if you're going
to...
Don't you think, in a way, you can sue a church for letting this guy around your kids?
Right.
Who hits people? Man, fuck this.
The church's website and Facebook page are still up, but there's very little stuff. On the Facebook page, he recently posted this. I deeply regret my actions of 13 years ago. I do not condone abuse in any form. I chose a very poor example from my past and very poor wording to describe it and deeply regret using it. By viewing the clip, it is certainly understandable how outraged people are. I acted out in one moment many years ago. It is not how I believe people, especially a pastor, should act.
Yes, it is. He just said that's necessary.
At the end of that one, he said, there's times that might be needed. he continues in his apology on Facebook. I was wrong. There are no excuses to be made. I was forgiven by Ben many years ago and can only ask the same from my church, community, and the world.
Well,
sincerely, Pastor Eric DeMann.
Well, hey, Eric DeMann, you can eat a dick. I don't forgive you. I think you're a fucking asshole bully. If you had children, why the fuck would you deposit them at church and let these lunatic fucking people that talk to imaginary beings in the sky around your child?
Somebody's trying to keep his snake oil job.
Ugh, it's just fucked up.
He's trying to keep his job because he's worried now that the shitstorm that came down upon them.
Right.
His little, his nice little Baptist church. It was founded by seven ladies back in the 20s.
Ooh. Seven assholes. I can only imagine.
Yeah, how fun were those ladies in the 20s forming their own Baptist church?
Not fun at all.
Right.
Not like, because when you and I think of the 20s, you're like, ooh, speakeasies. Oh, how much fun. Flapper girls. Not these ladies.
So Eric DeMann.
Punching a child, an adult punching a child in the chest.
Unfathomable.
Unreal.
Unfathomable.
Do not let these fucking right-wing lunatic Christian nut jobs near your children. I don't
Correct.
Know what to tell you.
Absolutely. Let me see. I don't know how long this clip is, but this just trailed in.
Oh, yeah.
Fox News.
Air quotes.
Emily Miller, an investigative reporter for Fox's D.C. affiliate.
Air quotes.
On Monday, or today.
Yes. The day of our Lord God.
Let's see how long. Let me see how long this clip is. Oh, it's 4 minutes long. God, oh, why they do that? They don't. But her point was, well, I'll clip it and we'll play it tomorrow or something.
The tease.
I think as far as French gun laws, it's basically a gun-free zone. As we've seen in the United States, gun-free zones lure evil and crazy people like terrorists because no one fights back.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
based on what?
Can we point any of these idiots to what happened in Australia?
Yeah.
Australia, which has gone batshit crazy right-wing economically, and they're having problems with their environmental issues and shit. But years ago, not that long ago, they went gun-free. And guess what they did? They took people's fucking guns away. They took guns away. Not, let's ban assault rifles, you can keep the rest of your shit. Not, hey, would you mind us having a fucking background check before we hand you that AR?
Right. They just took them.
You don't need guns anymore. We're taking them away from everybody.
And this is a place where, you know, per square inch, there are things that will end your life, like snakes and spiders and jellyfish and sharks.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to live in Australia in have any type of sanity, because everywhere I would sit, I'd be like, is there a snake there? Is there a bug here that's going to eat me? Horrible place to live. Just incredibly dangerous. Leave. If you can hear my voice and you're in Australia, get in a boat. No. Get in a plane and fly the fuck out of there. Don't fly over Southeast Asia because you'll disappear.
Right.
Oh, fuck this.
There was a famous massacre in Australia in 1996, the Port Arthur Massacre, which transformed gun control legislation. 35 people were killed, 23 wounded, when a man with a history of violent and erratic behavior that had begun in early childhood opened fire on shop owners and tourists.
Oh, my God.
Two semi-automatic rifles.
That's like that story that happened to us in Sandy Hook. All those 30 children, they were killed in cold blood, and then we had all this gun reform. Oh, wait.
Oh,
no, wait. We didn't have
wait.
Any. That's right.
The Port Arthur perpetrator said he bought his guns from a gun dealer without holding the required firearms license. So then they banned all semi-automatic rifles and all semi-automatic and pump-action shotguns.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. Nah, you're not allowed to play with those anymore, dummy.
So I think they took away all like rifles and shit.
What about if a crocodile's coming at you? What do? Hit him with a slingshot?
There's a 10-round magazine capacity limit, a caliber limit of no more than .38, so you can't. So 44 is right out, and your 50 cal your 50 cal sniper rifle. If you want to take somebody out at 1,500 yards, probably won't have that.
A squirrel hunt with it.
I need that. We need it.
Wait, can you have a 50 cal in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. For what? For what fucking purpose? Why do you need this?
I don't know. For the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
You saw one on one of those shows. More than one of those shows of doomsday preppers.
Right.
More than one of those assholes has had a 50 cal.
God, Machine Gun USA, that's who we are. We're fucking assholes.
You know what they did? They did a buyback.
That's great. See, I would have just taken the guns and be like, fuck off. Yeah, you can't play with these anymore. They're giving them money for them. That's nice. I mean, maybe they can take the guns back and distribute them amongst the military or something. I don't know.
So I'll have to read up more about what's going on in Australia.
Hello, mate.
But you know what happened when they took guns away?
What happened was?
Gun killings went way down.
Liar. That doesn't have any. That doesn't matter. I don't believe you.
Despite what they say here, that if you take the guns away, then only the bad guys will have them.
That's
be
right.
More crime. It just doesn't work that way.
Can I play some of Sodom and Gomorrah from my computer? Is that too hard?
No, you can play it.
Oh, really? Hold on a second. I got it right here.
Sodom and Gomorrah from the Village People.
Two cities that were full of pigs in dust.
Oh my God.
What a great song.
Holy.
This is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's a great, that, man, that's my new karaoke jam.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yes!
Holy shit, I never heard that song in my life.
It's not a B-side. I remember I used to have the Village People's Greatest Hits on CD, and that was on their CD. Yes, that's a big a hit. Right. That's probably a big roller skating rink song.
They had a lot of hits.
This is the story. I mean, who would even think they made that lyrical? That's amazing. That's not a lyrical phrase. This is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
This is the story.
I tried real hard.
Yeah, they crowbarred that one.
You know that? Let me see. I'm going to fast forward to like 1 minute. I'm going to see if we can hear the chorus. It's really funny. Here we go.
Destroy you all would be a pity.
Sodom and Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah. Cities with one man you can trust.
Cities with one name. Cities with one name you can trust. I don't even understand that. What does that mean?
I don't know. To destroy it would be a pity. I got that. I got those lyrics.
Right.
Oh, man. Sodom, that's a great song. Damn it. We got to contact them and see if we can make that our new theme song.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we should. Which one do we contact? The cowboy, the construction worker, the cop, the American Indian?
I hear the Indian's very friendly.
Leather guy, or it looks like this guy on the corner. He's in the Navy. Duh.
I've seen cowboy out and about sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Marlboro man guy looking guy.
Right.
God, that's amazing. Holy shit.
This is the story.
That's quite amazing.
That's the best song.
Meanwhile, in Iowa, we've only got a couple of minutes here left on the big show. Listen to this shit every day, ladies and gentlemen, every weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the East Type Coast live.
Yes.
We rerun an hour later, and then 7 o'clock tonight.
Cha-ching.
7 o'clock every night on the sevens, actually.
Yeah.
Is the Hollywood Hick. 8 p.m., the Daily Upper Decker Sports Show. 9 o'clock, the rerun of the Morning Wood Show, which was on 8 to 10 this morning.
Right.
And then after that is the unicorn-like,
yes,
elusive,
pieces
snipe-like
of silver.
Pieces of silver. Right. And then we rerun the fuck out of our show overnight.
Yeah. On
mini crabathon overnight.
That's right.
We go back a couple days. So, like tonight, you'll be able to hear Thursdays, Fridays.
Oh, really?
And then today's.
Oh, let me
in
mark
that order.
Let me mark my iCal.
So, if you want to, you know, open a vein and slowly bleed to death over 6 hours.
No, you'll have fun.
Open a tub.
No suicide during crab diving, please.
No suicide during.
You know, I searched on YouTube for Sodom and Gomorrah. The shit that comes up. Homosexuality, Sodom, Gomorrah, and America. History repeating itself.
Oh, Jesus.
Then there's a cartoon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and I think it tells the actual story of what happened.
The which, by the way, if you read the Bible, I don't believe butt fucking was like the number one list of infractions for why either city got smoted.
You remember that question on Family Feud? I'm going to go with butt fucking,
right.
Richard. Show me butt fucking!
The top four answers. Why did Sodom and Gomorrah get leveled?
Faggots. Richard Dawson, right. He was the host.
He was the best one.
He was the best.
It just seemed like he was lithiumed up, didn't give a shit, and wanted to suck face with any female that was there.
He was a soldier!
I love that show, by the way. I would go back and watch. I'm going to put those in my Netflix queue if they're in there. The old
what a great slice
Lincoln's
of
Heroes.
Pop culture, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Before we go, I've got a story. The Iowa House, the Iowa State House has begun their new legislative session.
Oh.
And you'll be happy to know that they tweeted out a photograph, Iowa House at Iowa House GOP.
Oh, God damn it.
They're in charge. the gavel that they used to, I don't know, knock everyone awake or whatever the hell they do with the gavel.
Hear ye, it brings the meeting to order.
To start the 86th General Assembly, the tweet said...
It's important.
It's a photograph. It said, here's the gavel that will be used to start the 86th General Assembly.
Okay.
It's a picture of a gavel with a decorative bronze plaque around it, wrapped around it.
Uh-oh.
That says, live free or die.
Oh, all right.
General John Stark.
Okay.
Exodus 33:19.
Wow. Now, that is also a Village People song.
Exodus says...
Yes.
Exodus 33:19 reads... Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Amen.
Oh, God.
Thus speaketh the Bibli.
In bed.
That is the Bible verse that they're using on the gavel to ring in the
laws.
New Jesus year of laws.
Did they not get the memo about separation of church and motherfucking
in
state?
Let's not forget that's the state that spurned me, that defibrillated me into
what
political action, finally getting interested in politics. When I first heard the news report, I don't know, when was it, 20 years ago, that Pat Robertson had come in second in the Iowa presidential race. And that's when I was like, wait, what?
Oh my
what?
God. President?
What is wrong with this fucking country when somebody's voting for that Skeksis of hate?
We present to you President Patrick Robertson.
Oh,
Robertson.
God almighty. God, I mean,
listen, no offense, Iowa, but Jesus, eat me. I mean, you they never pick anybody
kissing
good.
Kissing cousin. Last... Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
Yeah, the better clip is him talking about that. We got to lift that woodshed. We got to take him out to the woodshed.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's too long, though. It's so creepy. He owns a diamond mine, okay?
A diamond mine.
That's evil.
Thanks for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday. Liquid U Tuesday.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5-7 on the East Side Coast. Don't forget to follow all the other great stuff that's on here. Listen 24-7, streaming free rear holes on the Crab Diving Network. Everything is available as a podcast.
That's
on
right.
On Stitcher, on iTunes, and on crabdiving.com. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We're also on Facebook and Google Plus and Pinterest and Chatterbait. And
we are not on Chatterbait!
And all kinds of places. Crab Diving. Google that shit, motherfuckers. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedian-type stuff and tweet some funny shit. Follow him on the Twitter at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
Everything you need to know about us is at crabdiving.com. Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.